This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We'll be fighting in the streets with our children at our feet. In tomorrow's today, worship will be gone.
All right, I want to hear from Jaylen Martin, the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School student, about the incredible stuff behind the scenes. We're getting his audio squared up. He'll be on this about 15 minutes. We can still do it. But Jim Hoft has been massively demonized from Gateway Pundit for a report put out by one of his reporters that simply pointed out that this David Hogg has become this big anti-gun activist in an adult's world. His dad's an FBI agent, that his mom is a anti-gunner, big Democrat. And you've got this Fantastic Four that's only getting the attention over and over and over again, these four students out of 3,000. And so for me, that's the issue, is they're in drama, they're in the media department, they're trying to intern at CNN.
That's the only way they knew each other, wasn't it?
Yes.
The only way these kids knew each other was in the theater club. And you're like, yeah.
But that's completely reasonable, right? Just to go, why are we being force-fed only these kids and not folks like the like Jaylen Martin that we just had on?
It's easy to imagine, you know, how this all came together. It's like, well, we got to find some kids who are on message. Let's see the drama. I mean, you're trying to stop. You have to hold yourself back from putting all of these jigsaw pieces together because it's so obvious what happened.
Well, sure. And then we're saying a mass shooting happened. They go, oh, look, you know, all these, the president says nothing happened. Well, Jim Hoft didn't say that. I didn't say that. Do we have Jim Hoft yet? There he is.
There we are.
I can see him right there. We're going. He's got to go in like 10 minutes. That's what we're trying to go to him so quick. Jim, thanks for joining us. Wow, what do you make of all this?
Hi, guys. Good to be with you. You know, it's unbelievable what's happening. And we got a letter yesterday from one of the parents in the area there near Parkland, and he was saying that his son is pro-Trump, and they called him, and they called his son, and his son told him to F off because he didn't want to participate in, you know, their antics. So, of course, this is all organized. We know that. And we also heard from the same father that they're not talking to any conservative kids at the school. And so
we've got a reporter on the ground. Most of them are basically libertarian. They're open-minded or they're pro-gun, but they're all scared. They've been told don't go on television.
Well, there you go. Well, they have who they want, and we were the first ones to break that this kid, the Hogg individual, was his father's an FBI. Of course, we know that the FBI screwed up completely with this story. The FBI said they couldn't identify the shooter when they were tipped off by a YouTuber. And we know that's absolutely a lie because this shooter used his real name on YouTube. He used his real name on Instagram, this Nicholas Cruz, and he spelled it with a K. I could have found it in 3 minutes. You could have found it in 4 minutes or two. But it was out there, but they didn't want to find this guy. They didn't look for him, and then we saw what happened. And now they're blaming guns. It's just nonsense. Anyway, this Hogg, his father's with the FBI, and then we see that this video that they've taken down now off of YouTube, you can't find it, where it looks like he's practicing his lines, and we're being demonized.
Oh, that's the big one you just hit, is they're pulling photos, videos at CNN, CBS. There's an active expungement, not just of Hoggy, but all these people.
Did you just call him Pig Hoggy?
Well, not on purpose. I was trying to remember his name. I mean, sure, it's respect to him. No, his name's Hogg. It's easy to what?
It was a pleasing slip of the tongue, that's all.
Piglet. He's George Soros' piglet. Like a little dropping. Come on, you know.
Poke him and he squeals.
Soros is like waddling along.
Out comes David Hogg. Gun control.
All right, we're going to come back in 60 seconds with the head of GP, the mighty Gateway Pundit, who does have a lot of courage to point out the obvious. Had a bunch of scripted kids up there in the drama department and media department who are just scripted and have been chosen to be the PR people. We're not saying the shooting didn't happen. We're not saying they're crisis actors. We're saying these are the scripted people being down our throats here. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLab.com, or 888-253-3139.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones. Out of my
way, out of my day. We are back. This is InfoWars. I'm here with my intrepid reporter and His Imperial Majesty Jim Hoft of Gateway Pundit, who we're blessed and grateful he can stay with us for another 10 minutes. Let's see what he can get accomplished in that time. I, by the way, could have found out that information you were mentioning in 6.72 minutes.
No, seriously, no. Hey, what about this, Jim? No one I know. People are getting mad at me that I'm not saying it's totally fake. People go, is this like an after-school special? I mean, no one is buying it. And then CNN blames the president or Donald Trump Jr. when these kids are in drama, they're on TV, their parents are anti-gun. They're the only ones being force-fed everywhere. We know a PR rollout when we're seeing it. I don't know the whole truth of what happened. I just know that we are being fed something as funny as a $3 bill. What do you say?
Before, Alex, we saw this with the 9/11 widows that they propped up and brought out and wanted to push policy with the widows. And now we're seeing this with the children from this shooting. And God bless them. I'm glad that they're okay. It's a horrible tragedy. But they're obviously used by, there's already, we've linked them to some Soros groups who are behind these marches and these protests that are being planned. And so we know it's a complete astroturf. And the fact that we pointed out then, it's a tactic of the left. They come at us completely like we hate children or something. And we're just pointing out the obvious. And, you know, thank God a lot of Americans agree with us. They see what's happening.
Well, yeah, you can't use young adults because, you know, they call 25, as they say, is the new 13 under arrest for development. You can't take high school seniors and shove them out in the political war saying, turn all your guns in. And a bunch of people start breaking their guns. And, I agree. Oh, you know, some of us aren't going to sit there and like throw our guns out the window because, you know, they put these people on air going, never one more death. Well, what about all the Islamists' deaths or all the rest of it? Where do you see this going? Right. I see free speech panel at CPAC canceled by Pamela Geller after Gateway Pundit Jim Hoff banned. I mean, it's like the hysteria firing congressmen's assistants because they said these kids looked as phony as a $3 bill. They are so scared of us even questioning their narrative.
Right. It's unbelievable, really. And so I get to join Milo's group, and it's an exclusive group.
the CPAC Exile Club.
Right. And you know what? I didn't even say, you know, we had an article about these kids. That was the last straw. But I have to tell you guys that what I heard before this was that we had planned this panel, and it's very important because, you know, Milo certainly knows that conservatives are being targeted on social media. We're being banned. We're being shadow banned. We're being blocked. We're being kicked off like Milo. And we all know this. It's very important. They're trying to shut us down. They're trying to shut down the voices. So we organized this panel. Pamela Geller did a lot of work. She actually, I'm just going to break some news here. Pamela planned this for 6 months. She was begging CPAC to do this panel. They finally gave her the approval on Monday night after the agenda was already written up so that her name couldn't be on this agenda. That's what I believe.
Mm-hmm. Now, I absolutely agree with that. I absolutely agree with that. I've seen them in operation myself. From, you know, the funders, by the way, are always in the meeting room when you go in to talk to CPAC. You know, they wanted a meeting with me. They wanted me to be a headliner of the last.
And what it is corporations wanting to control your speech to get entree into their BS. This is just one more level of the censorship.
Well, CPAC people sometimes don't realize because it has the false reputation for being a sort of younger, livelier, cooler bit of the conservative movement. Actually, it's run by, you know,
crypt keepers up on top.
Well, it is run by crypt keepers. It's run by the oldest of the oldest of the oldest school, evangelical, Republican, old guard, you know, and they just regularly just dip in and nuke things that they don't like the look of. You know, this is establishment Republicans behaving just as badly to Jim, to Pamela, and
oh, there are biggest, these scared establishment Republicans like, and the me CNN said something bad. Oh, get rid of them. That's the only thing holding this up. We get rid of these people, we'll take the country back.
No, I mean, look, Pamela Geller is a hero for Garland, Texas, for speaking
of course she is. She's a free speech icon.
I published her last book. We were the first publishers to put the cartoon, the winning cartoon from Garland, which is so mild-mannered, really, you know, in a book, her, you know, all the rest of it. I've been hearing her, as you have, Jim.
Telling the truth in a world of universal deceit.
Exactly. I've been hearing her tell me, Jim, like she's been telling you, like she's been trying to put this panel together because CPAC's been pretending she doesn't exist for 3 years.
CPAC? Oh, well. we wrong the young boys come in. We let them play.
But it's a fake news panel. It's about free speech. Right. And because Gateway Pundit exercised their First Amendment rights to report something everybody right. knows is true. They banned
you like, here's the actors. They roll out these four. Hey, let's bring in Owen Schroyer here. Who's like, hey, you want Jim Hoffman? I go, well, we're trying to get Jim Hoffman. Yeah, let's get him on. So what is your take on this, Owen, and then other key points here?
Well, now you have, as you mentioned earlier, state representatives are firing their aides for calling the student activist actors, even though it's a fact. They're in the drama club. We have them being posted in social media pictures from the drama club. We have them on the set of CNN desks. We have them celebrating. Oh, look at me. Honestly, it kind of feels like a very narcissistic thing, seeing these people.
Yeah, what about all the smiling and giggling and laughing? Like, our friends all got killed. We're on TV. And I'm not, I mean, it's like, how dare you attack the victims? No, I'm like, should they be acting more solemn?
Well, you know, they say poachers make the best gamekeepers. You know that expression?
Yes.
Well, I can tell you, as a professional narcissist, that that's exactly what's going on with these kids. I can give you my expert insight into narcissism and tell you that this, you know, the particular kind of like weird, funless, rictus grin, you know, smugness of it all is exactly what you would expect. It is very sinister, and I you know, it just everything stinks about it. It just does.
Well, Jim, right. We want to get you back for a full hour soon to talk about everything that's happening at Gateway Pundit Land. But
all right. We'll have champagne and caviar
other key
and a
snibblets,
red carpet for you next time.
Other little snibblets, because I'm not just saying this to declare victory. No one is buying anything anymore that the establishment says.
Right.
I think there probably really was a shooting here, and it's terrible. But the aliens who landed in Central Park, and no one would believe it if the media said it. your comment, Owen, you're going to keep going with us in the next segment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's a shame that CPAC decided to take marching orders from Chelsea Clinton, who tweeted against us yesterday. And then the next by that evening, we're getting kicked off of CPAC. So I blame Chelsea Clinton for all of this.
By the way, can we come back with the Billy Goat clip? The FBI calls her the Billy Goat. Even her own supporters.
You know, Republicans craving the approval of the left is at the heart of almost every problem this country has.
It is craving because it's. I'm not being mean to old people. A lot of old folks are great. But the old people that believe mainstream media, they still go, it was on, I saw it on the Fox. CNN, are you in the media?
Well, that's a nice vision into what you'll be like in 15 years.
Jim, seriously, though, where is this all going?
Well, I'm glad it's getting a little press today. I'm glad, you know, that I have people out there who support me still, like Pamela Geller. I mean, it's amazing. They told her that they didn't want me on the panel, and she said, well, then you're canceling the panel. They said, no, we're not canceling the panel. She said, yeah, you are, because I'm not going to go on without Jim Hoff. So I have total respect for Pamela Geller and for people like Pam who, you know, are sticking up for their friends and cohorts and doing the right thing.
Jim Hoff said they were Democrat operatives and were like, look, scripted. I mean, they're all, you can't, all CNN will get mad at me.
Saturday night, Jim, I'm headlining event for Mike Cernovich with Stefan Molyneux. So I'm sure if you get in touch with Mike, perhaps we can restage the panel. You know, when there's UN conferences, if you can't get into the secret special inner circle of the UN, you have these things called side events or whatever, like that unofficial.
No, you should call it the CPAC reject event.
The CPAC reject.
Or too dangerous for CPAC. Too dangerous for CPAC.
Right. Too hot for CPAC.
Yeah, well, anyway, let's see if we can't get at least Pamela and a couple of people down for that, and we'll see if we can still have the panel.
Hey, look, out of 3,000 students, it's only four people everywhere. Hey, look, they're all Democratic Party operative kids. Hey, look, they're all anti-gun. Hey, look, they're all admittedly actors out scripting stuff.
Oh, ban that. I can't say it. The CNN will attack me.
All right, Jim Hoff, look forward to having you back up soon from GatewayPundit.com.
All right, guys.
They have been such a friend to InfoWars. They have been so sweet to us.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. I am our temporary host for the Alex Jones Show with my intrepid chief investigative reporter.
You're doing a great job. I can't wait till you're hosting. If you're up to it, you can have fill-in hosts and stuff. I want you to be hosting every day. We're going to go basically 20 hours a day live very soon. Good. Launching a bunch of TV satellites that are actually already up. I say they're launched. We're about to announce it. A lot of TV stations already picking it up. Big things happening. Because Beck wanted his own channel. No one does that. You want to target UHF, VHF, cable. Mm-hmm. And we've already got them by the hundreds lined up. More than 50 stations already picking us up right now. That's our big secret. I hate to kind of brag as the enemy comes after us. I want to be under the radar, but we can't be under the radar now. So we're kind of uncloaked to fire here.
Well, I don't hate to brag. I'm fabulous. And if you'd like to see more of me, you can visit dangerous.com/join to join The Milo Show, out Monday to Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. But today, it's all about Alex Jones.
Hey, I'm all about your show. I want true diversity of ideas. And when in the diversity, we agree everybody has a right to say it. And that's America. I like that diversity. That's beautiful. It's not diversity to say in major universities, I covered this at the start of the show today, a little tape piece this morning, where Purdue says, do not say man. Man is a connotation of bad things. Did aliens write this to convince us we're bad? But enough of that, because we've got the whole rest of the hour left, and we've got Owen Schroyer, who's badass, who invited in here, who's coming up in the war room. I hope you'll join him later.
Who just refused to sit on me.
I said we don't have an extra chair in here, so we obviously can't sit on your lap. And you said, listen, I'll sit on his lap.
It was a very disappointing exchange.
Well, you are bigger than him. You're not fat like me, but you're a big guy. You're a little intimidated here.
Maybe. He said he's a svelte little thing, isn't
it's
he?
Like
he's a lion.
Punch him up. It's like Pepe Le Pew. He's running.
He's a lion.
Punch him up.
Svelte, limber little thing. He's like a soccer player. He's sinewy.
Milo harasses Owen.
I love it. I've got some juice on Milo, too.
Owen, too. Hashtag Owen, too.
Stop harassing Owen. Hey, let's get serious. Jalen, you have been through the fire. You survived the attack. You're seeing. What is it like for you to not be on the news? No one will talk to you or your friends. Repeat what you told me 3 hours ago before we went live. You've got the floor. I'm going to shut up. Jalen Martin, you're driving to this CNN town hall event right now. One of the survivors there at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida from this whole situation. Please give us your data download, sir.
Yeah, I'm not too upset about the fact that I'm not on all the mainstream news media outlets, but because that's not what I'm here for. I'm just here to give the opposing view, give my view, and a lot of other people around me who's just not being covered. I'm the only one who's putting myself out there to do this. A lot of the other students who have the same voice aren't doing that, so I'm just going to be the one who does it for them. Whenever someone else comes out, then I'll keep talking about it, but I'm not going to go out there and seek out CNN.
Well, you're telling me a lot of your friends agree, but they're scared to go on air.
Yeah, a lot of them do. They're scared to go on air. I'm pretty sure because they see how the media landscape is, where if you do go on air and you have an opposing view, especially something like this, then you're going to be hounded, and they don't have that social kind of stability to do that.
Let's just say they don't have the courage and moral compass. I mean, I'm not putting them down, but you've got will.
Yeah, I'm 100% ready to do this because I feel like I waited a day just to try to see what was going to pop up in the news. Which one of these kids was going to, you know, say something. There was one kid who said something to Brian Williams. Of course, Brian Williams. I don't know why he's still on air. I mean, he's my favorite news anchor, but obviously it makes you question a lot of things and things about him come out. But that whole idea of the media only covering one side of things really just festers in your mind and then you just can't take it more. You have to say something. You know, this is the thing about it. They don't want to come to me because they've been in this ecosystem and this echo chamber of just one-sided views for so long. They don't know how to make talking points for me, so they can't really do anything unless it's all going to be one-sided.
What is it like to see, as you dub them, the Fantastic Four, who were there? We know shooting happened. It's terrible. But they're shooting video in closets while it's happening. They're hooked in with the Democrats. And then people question that and say it looks scripted, and then they get fired. What do you make of that?
I think they have talking points for sure. I don't think any of them are actors or anything like that, but I do think they have talking points. Yeah, some of them are in drama, but I don't necessarily see that as – I don't think that's there's a lot of questions.
Oh, I don't think that's a bad thing either. Exactly. They've got Democrat parents, anti-gun parents, and exactly. We're not saying they're crisis actors. We're saying it looks scripted.
It does look scripted. It looks like they get talking point. But he saw that interview with David where he just couldn't get out that one sentence.
You know, since you mentioned that, let's play that clip. They gave me a bunch of clips. Can we play the one where he's bumbling? Is that the one where the David Hogg is bumbling and isn't able to get his act together? Do we have that clip, guys? Here it is.
Because we had had a fire alarm earlier that day, and that was a drill, so we thought this was a drill too, just another one. Because we have a lot of fire alarms, a lot of fire drills at the school. After we heard the first gunshot, we initially thought it was a drill. Actually, that was a bad choice.
It's okay, you're fine.
Actually, that was a bad choice because the janitor... Sorry.
Okay, you're fine, David, you're fine.
Bless his little heart. Bless his little heart. Let me let you in on something, by the way, with this. When you watch somebody and they have that pause, when you look at somebody who speaks...
When you're not scripted, you don't shut up like I do or you do. You can't shut in. It's clearly he's like, sorry, just like in acting. Sorry, sorry,
yeah.
Sorry. Like when I was there with Keanu Reeves and we on a rider shooting scenes, and I like thought I'd do a great job. And once it was actually lines, I'm like, oh, crap, sorry.
Yeah.
10 takes. Exactly. Sorry means sorry to the director.
And you notice that there's that pause. There's the freeze look of terror, the realization of blankness, and then that flick of the eyes to the left and back again.
Director.
And it, yes, exactly. It's to
train.
To whoever is off camera, and it's an involuntary thing that you do when you're starting out or when you don't know better and you haven't learned your steel discipline yet, and you're live and you panic and you're like, oh, I'm sorry, and it's just a natural instinctive like reflexive.
Sure, and they'll go, oh, Jones, but he's an actor. No, I've been in some movies, been in some stuff. When you're like, oh, sorry, you say sorry to the director. That's the thing.
Yeah, no, it's like sorry is like a sorry, I messed up my line. No,
I've got to restart. It means roll again.
Sorry means a fresh take.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I?
That's it. Sorry means
fresh take. Can I? Can we cut and can we redo that take?
Yes. You watch an actor. They go, sorry, I messed that up. They go, yeah, they re-roll. You start over again. Exactly.
it's in the subtleties.
So how bombshell is this, Jalen Martin? Because I want to fly you here to Austin, by the way. I want to get Nico, does an amazing job, fly you here, because I want people to actually see a real person who went against the grain and didn't go with the scripting. Any other key tidbits you want to add?
Yeah, I do want to talk about those cameras again. I think we go next Sunday. I'm going to like make sure I can bring an in-depth like sort of look and talk about those cameras. Those cameras are key to this whole thing. I feel like since David's father was in the FBI, I'm 1,000% sure he knows something that he just hasn't put out there, everyone.
All right, hold on. I got to hold you over. When you're saying cameras are the key, let's find out what you mean on the other side for a few more minutes. Then Owen Schroyer will be able to run wild here and everything else. Look at him. Look at Owen in there. Just
little firecracker.
Little firecracker. That's his nickname. Let's put him back up on screen. Now put Owen back up. Look at him. He's acting crazy.
Look at him.
Look at Owen. Oh.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Now, if we can get Milo to stop talking about his favorite reporter, Owen Schroyer, we'll get somewhere.
Owen Little Firecracker Schroyer.
Okay, stop. Stop it! Jalen!
You're like those women who say no when they mean yes. Stop it!
Okay, let's stop right there.
Okay.
Owen has a long line of ladies around the block for him, so.
I'm sure.
We've got Jalen Martin. Jalen, you're awesome, a survivor of this thing. We joke around. This is very serious. They're doing the biggest anti-gun assault I've ever seen. They have got the Fantastic Four, not the other 3,000 students, on TV everywhere. You were telling me off air, we can't get into it, but you're getting pressure not to even do this. You've got a lot of courage, Jalen. So just other key things you'd like to impart to the viewers and listeners.
Yeah, so the CNN town hall will be tonight. You know, like I said, there's a possibility that they screen all the questions beforehand or they write the questions and give them to people. I know they're going to do that for the NRA. Oh, trust me, they're going to. Those questions will be pre-screened, pre-prepared, written by someone else, not us. And they're going to give them to them and say, hey, talk about this. That's what they're going to do. So unless CNN does something they've never done before, which is actually allow people to speak their mind and not screen everything, then I'm hoping that I'll be able to put what I feel, my views, and actual facts out there and see basically the that one look that Jake Tapper likes to get whenever he is confused.
Which is pretty much all the time.
It's more of a bastard, I guess, kind of form of it.
Or the weeping willow, Anderson Cooper.
That's right.
Never manages to get through his
story. All right, Jalen, we will touch base with you tomorrow or tonight after all this unfolds. We appreciate your courage, and thank you so much for spending time with us.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
All right, let's bring in Owen Schroyer to discuss all the different things that are unfolding right now.
Look at me. I didn't say anything.
With Milo. Okay, let's bring in Mrs. Owen Yiannopoulos. Mr. Alex Yiannopoulos,
Alex,
that's me.
He'd be the daddy. No, necessarily. I'd be Mrs. Schroyer.
Stop making the jokes. I walk in and I go, you're wearing a pink jacket with a pink background. This is very stereotypical.
No, they changed it back when you came
I
back.
Said American flags.
I had a beautiful pink and purple washed out.
Let's go back to this.
Sorry.
Let's go back to InfoWars, which is like gay planet now. Giant, the gay missiles hit the Earth. It's like, what happened? Sorry, Owen. Milo Yiannopoulos is here. We have to be very stereotypical.
No, I actually thought that the background for Milo was Groovy Baby.
That's right. And you've got, what's going on with that microphone in your hand there?
This is the wireless microphone, Alex. This is the one we're using today. And I'm just going to leave it at that because we've got some serious news.
If you bring it a little closer and just tilt the angle up slightly.
Somebody shut Milo down, please.
Milo, I don't get that joke. What does that mean?
This is the Alex Jones show here.
Hey, seriously. It's a family broadcast. Owen, sir, how has this disintegrated with all these known Democratic Party operatives? We're not saying attacks didn't happen. We're not making jokes about it. This is very serious. No one's buying the official story. What's happening?
Well, even at the start of this week and towards the end of last week, when we were covering this and we were seeing some of these other angles cropping up, like the students being in drama class and David Hogg's dad being in the FBI and all this other strangeness, you kind of reach this foggy area where you're just like, do I really want to touch that? Do I really want to talk about that? Do I really have to go there again?
It just looks completely phony. And like a plastic banana.
And so what they do is, if we cover things, you had to say banana. If we cover things like Sandy Hook.
Is it not, when you say plastic, what do you think? You talk about fake. Wasn't some weird, whatever psychology, Freudian stuff you got going on. I think of plastic, I think of plastic banana.
I think that was only in Owen's head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Milo wasn't giggling at all, but there you guys go down that road again.
Owen.
I was just noticing something.
This is just what happens when Milo comes around.
Plastic vomit.
A plastic face like Adam Schiff or Brian Stelter. I don't know. But the point is, when we cover
Hillary's
things like
plastic.
Vegas,
Hillary's plastic under a heat lamp.
All right. Oh, let's get serious. Sorry, go ahead.
When we cover these things that look like plastic, they look fake, like the Vegas shooting and the Sandy Hook.
And they say questioning something plastic is evil.
But they don't even. They don't even cover what you cover. So it's like, here's Anderson Cooper's nose disappearing off a blue screen, and you're like, well, what is that? That's strange. Okay, here's all these pictures of the Fantastic Four that goes on CNN, British.
These four kids are being force fed everywhere.
Alex, I've got a clip. I'm going to play it on the War Room. We can have these.
You play it now. Cue it up.
All right. There's a clip where the one girl. I forget her name. Emma Gonzalez is on air with David Hogg, and she's like, well, you know, when we go back to school, we're going to be back in school with our students. Oh, yeah, this is the one. She's like, unless we have to do interviews, you know, unless we have to start working and doing it. I mean, they're already admitting that they're basically CNN reporters now. I mean, they're basically admitting it.
Here's the clip.
What did you both think about the president tweeting over the weekend? Very sad that the clip, FBI guys. Missed all the signs, signals sent out.
But it's a nice clip.
That's a nice clip. It's a good clip.
It's the same interview, but it's at the end of this interview. That's from the beginning of the interview.
How about I just give you a moment to break? You go check.
With the room. Why don't?
I think Owen's wild, intemperate lust, which flares every time I'm in studio, has resulted in this terrible mistake.
In a blowout.
Look at this. We're back now. We're back with the proper
purple power. Seriously. Yeah. Seriously. Let's get serious. Do you have the clip ready?
I don't think they have the clip ready, no.
All right, I'm going to let you take a pause. Owen, don't get upset now. You just relax over there. Go over there to the computer.
Don't worry your pretty head about it.
Find the clip! All right, go find the clip. Stop that, Milo. This is wrong. I feel like Sergeant Sidenko and Up in Smoke at the very last scene. It's like, anyways, listen, let's get serious, though. We make jokes all day, and I like the fact you're joking around. I pick up on that. It's a good brainwave. But they're coming after our Second Amendment. They know what they're doing. This is clearly organized. Mm-hmm. They clearly have, like, little operations going on. How do we counter them?
Well, the most important thing that I think that the pro-Second and pro-First Amendment activists and ordinary Americans have at their disposal, the most important thing they have in their arsenal is that they really care, they're really sincere. The left seems to think that it can bully people on First and Second Amendment. I don't think the left realizes how seriously Americans take their freedom, how seriously Americans take their right to express themselves and their right to protect themselves, you know, and to bear arms.
I've never seen people so upset by the bullying going on.
Right, but I mean, you know, they can make these language adjustments with the political correctness stuff. They can put gay people on TV and who cares, whatever. Like, Americans will kind of let things go, which is one of the problems. You know, you sort of ratchet leftwards constantly. People just, let it go. It's not worth fighting, But if you come for free expression or you come for guns, you're going to lose. And increasing
exactly First or Second Amendment, it's on, bitch.
Exactly, it's quite. I think perhaps the misuse, let's call it misuse, of child testimony in this particular example.
They're exploiting these poor young people.
Well, here's the really bad.
They're like, I want to be in a movie or a TV show. They're like, no, you're in Michael Bloomberg's anti-gun extravaganza.
But that's not the worst bit of the exploitation. I mean, you know, it's a sign of desperation that they're using kids in the first place anyway. But the real, the real horror being inflicted on these kids is not just that they're pawns for political points of view. The horror being inflicted on these kids is they're advocating against their own interests because guns in the arms of teachers would make those children safer. They're not only having children go on TV and preach politics, they're having children go on TV and preach politics that would make them less safe.
Did I just hear a Winston Churchill speech? With growing confidence and strength in the air, and even there in this island, Pharaoh, our navy across the seas would organize and deal with the response immediately.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic.
I love this song is that it goes into the Misfits here in about 30 seconds. It is a magic moment.
The music's been good today.
And we're being very, very triggering today, which I've noticed my more inclusive shows where I don't care how long people are into me, have my freedom, you have your freedom. Those are the ones they really censor, because the left, they run all the diversity. They control it all. They will tell you what to do.
I have always considered you a champion of diversity.
I do try to be a libertarian. I like everybody.
And nowhere is this more obvious than in our glorious background today, which somebody somewhere in the control room has spent a lot of time on. This is beautiful. Look at this lovely glittering O on InfoWars. Gayed up InfoWars, especially.
I will talk about...
Especially for Owen.
I talked about the LBGTQMZ3X592QOP, and I said, as they add new groups, we'll have to, like, learn some giant 20-foot-long deal. and that turned into Jones claims gay men want to have sex with your car. I told you the story. And had nothing. I didn't say anything about gay men. I said, like, there's whole new things where people identify as blind people. They identify as animals, identify as five-year-olds. I said, a lot of this is just mental illness. And so the headline was, everywhere, Jones hates gay men, mm-hmm. and they want to rape your car. They just use that to get everybody on board. What do you think the whole insanity agenda is about? Like, just hundreds of new sexual things. It's just, it's crazy.
Well, I think they want...
Necrophilia, that's it.
Necrophilia. Mechrophilia. Yes, yes, yes. Well, people...
You're in love with mech.
People have a variety of peculiar fetishes.
Autobots transform. Tell the mechrophiliacs, I am Optimus Prime.
Who would be the hot one? I think it would be...
Bumblebee.
Little Bumblebee, yeah, because he can make you laugh.
Optimus Prime. How about Megatron?
Megatron's hot, yeah.
Megatron could become like a escort.
People have.
Hire Megatron for one night.
you only need the one because you need 3 months to recover from his adamantium. No, that's Wolverine.
All right, let's be serious. Owen, you found this clip. Owen Schroyer, getting serious. Go ahead.
So the viral clip is actually at the beginning that everyone's heard, where he's like, oh, Trump is disgusting. I can't believe Trump would say anything, David Hogg. But there's an interesting point that we're about to go here to at the end of the interview that they did with CNN a few days ago.
This is child actor, child Democrat, child anti-gunner. We're saying that the shooting happened, but this is the admitted Democrat golden boy. And Mr. Hogg, what is Peglet telling us?
And the strange thing that she says here is the host asked, are you going to go back to school? And she's like, yes, we'll go back to school and stand with our fellow students. Oh, but wait, actually, no, our priority is the media. If we have to do interviews and do television interviews, we'll have to go to work because we're working. Go ahead and roll the clip, guys.
Hey, guys, are you going to be able to go back to school this week or next week? Are you going to go back into the building where this happened?
Well, first of all, the freshman building is being torn down. But the rest of the school, is staying up.
As high
and
the evidence.
As soon as we
always
can,
like last time.
We are going to go back into the school. As soon as they say school is on Monday, I'm going to be there. I'm pretty sure. Unless I have interviews or unless we have interviews or somewhere to be, we are going to be at school with the people who need us. We need to stand with our peers. We haven't had time to stand with our peers through all of this. We've been working so hard.
David, obviously everybody remembers when we first interviewed you.
We've been working so hard. We've had like 9 cameras in our face already just this morning.
we need to stand with our students.
And no one else gets heard from. It's only us.
We've been working really hard to read these words someone said. You know what?
I sense a Decepticon invasion.
The hosts on CNN, the hosts on NBC, Jimmy Kimmel. You know what liberals think working hard is? Reading somebody else's words into a camera. No one of these kids think that they're reading. One of these kids think they're doing a difficult job. They're doing the
same. Exactly. So, Owen, where is
Cooper?
Autobot enemy. Where are we?
Well, they're going to keep bringing these kids on television, obviously. I mean, you just heard it from Emma Gonzalez.
These children are under Decepticon influence.
Exactly. She's a reporter for CNN now. She's got television interviews to do in Europe, in America, you know, wherever it is. Whoever comes calling, that's her first priority. She's going to do the interview. She's going to tell you the anti-gun rhetoric. Oh, but I'll be in school to stand with my students. Wait, what's that, CNN? You need me for an interview? Sorry, students.
Megatron.
On Thursday, class, we're going to be having a test on Pythagoras. Oh, I'm sorry. I have to do MSNBC.
And again, only the Fantastic Four get on TV.
No. There's going to be an outbreak of, like, Antifa activism on campus, and it'll just be kids desperate to get on TV because they've correctly recognized that the further left your politics...
I agree. In fact, I think this town hall is an audition for new people. Mm-hmm. They're going, they're seeing through R4. We must convert more to the operations. Megatron, what is your...
I always thought the Decepticons were the cool ones. I thought the Autobots were the losers. I think Democrats would be Autobots. The cool, sexy Decepticons would be us. Come on now.
I'm getting serious now. Tell us about Decepticons, Owen.
I think there might be a Decepticon sitting to your left, Alex.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're a mechaphiliac as well.
Hey, listen, we can sit around. This is the next big assault on the Second Amendment. They are, like, Soros is funding it, marches everywhere. We joke around, but this is serious. I haven't seen the press conference with Trump when he was going to, like, have a listening thing with victims of Sandy Hook. But they all misrepresent that. They say that I say it didn't happen. They're always attacking me. I mean, they're always saying the president said this guy's a great guy. Did that happen yet? Let's Google Alex Jones's name. Did they attack the president yet about InfoWars? They want to cut him off from his base.
Yeah, I mean, one thing people haven't spoken about as much yet is this march that's supposed to be happening. I mean, where does the money come from for this organization? These marches take staff. And you know that when you've seen this...
The Women's Me Too March is now helping run it. Well, that's George Soros. So this is George Soros, the Nazi collaborator.
The Women's March was run by Linda Sarsour, a jihadist and an
Islamist. That's the next meme. We cut the women's genitals off, we killed the gay liberal.
That's about 40 IQ points higher than the actual Linda Sarsour.
Hello. The jihad is here. You are under our control. We kill your women. Ha ha. Cut the genitals off and kill the toyo off building, Milo. And we do it. It's liberal. And the media covers it up because they love the jihad. They love the jihad. And once you are jihad, you are halal. Jihad. Like that?
What's left of the InfoWars set? Rounds up.
Owen, let's all do it together. Owen, do your...
Is this something new? The daily call to prayer. This is the
I'll just pledge yourself to Allah.
I think Halal would be a lot happier if we were all disarmed, Alex. So why don't we just turn all of our guns...
Open your borders to the Muslim. Turn in your firearms. George Soros loves you.
Yes.
Do this now. Throw the gay off building. It is liberal. It is Halal. And did the Kutsi women's pee-pee off for George Soros. He spirit cook. He know best for you. And we are big bank. Goldman Sachs take care of your poo-poo. So let Goldman Sachs put pee-pee and poo-poo, and it will all be okay. And let the Somali jab knife in your throat, then you will reach Allah. Is that good show there?
I sometimes look at poor Owen and I think, did he have the slightest idea what his life was going to become?
I like the imam of Jerusalem says, oh, West is weak. Your women pigs are ours to carry the sperm of the goblin pig. We rule you.
It's very good. You have a very good...
But no one should wake up from the coma. Just give in to it. George Soros, the Islamic hordes, just go, hala ma hala hala, ila kala kila, hala ru, ika po lu ko li po to lu lu.
You're very good. It's a very good Arabic.
You like the next level? Anyways, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, incredible specials at Dangerous.com, his new book, InfoWarsStore.com. If you don't want to be gang raped and thrown off a building and have your genitals cut off and live in a giant hell, then you might want to support InfoWars.com. If not,
if you believe that animals should be free from molestation by migrants, petting zoos should be places of peace, calm, and love.
It is halal to have sex with sheep. Allah, he said, our messenger Muhammad had sex with 9-year-olds. Pedophilia, good under Islam. Shut your filthy infidel pig mouth. We be back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim.